Fiat. June 30th, 1938. How true love wants to find itself in the beloved. How our Lord formed many ways to let himself be found. God's field. How knowledge opens all doors between God and the creature. My poor mind feels under the empire of the fiat, which, pulling it to itself, makes it follow all that it did for love of the creatures. And while I was following the acts of redemption, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, had told me, "Daughter of my will, my love feels the need to pour itself out with one who loves me, and to confide to her my most intimate secrets. True love has this virtue of breaking any secret, because it wants to find all it possesses in the loved one, its joys, its sorrows, its same prerogatives. Love wants to find itself in the beloved." Now, know, my daughter, that as soon as I came upon earth, my love gave me no respite. Upon being conceived, I began to form many ways which were to serve creatures in order to come to me. As I was forming these ways, I stretched them out, but without detaching them from me. I remained as the center from which all these ways started. So, each act, word, thought, and step were ways of light, of sanctity, of love, of virtue, and heroism that I formed. Therefore, in each act that the creature does, she finds my way in order to come to me. At the head of these ways, which are innumerable, I place my will as queen. Well, I put myself in waiting at the top of each way to receive the creature into my arms. But many times I wait in vain. My love gives me no respite and no rest. So I put myself on the way in order to meet her at least halfway through the path. And if I find her, I invest the act of the creature so that I myself become her act and way. Then, with exuberant love, I cover her and hide her inside my own love. I cover her with my own acts, but so much as to find myself in her. And I carry her to keep her safe in the arms of my will. Therefore, each thought of the creature has the way of my thoughts. Each word has the way of my words. Each work has the way of my works, of my steps. If she suffers, she has the way and the life of my sufferings. And if she wants to love me, she has the way of my love. I've surrounded creatures with so many of my ways, so that they cannot escape me. And if some of them escape me, I become delirious. I run, I fly, in order to reach them. And I stop only when I find them, and enclose them in my ways, to let them leave no more. Therefore, my coming upon earth was nothing other than the outpouring of my love, repressed for many centuries. So much so that I reached excesses, forming the new creation, or rather, I surpassed it in the multiplicity of my works and the intensity of my love. But my love is still repressed, and in order to vent it, I want to give my will as life, to give creatures the greatest good I can give, and to receive the greatest glory of having the children of my will in our kingdom. As the creature enters into our will, our contentment is so great that she gives us the field in order to repeat in her everything we have done in creation and redemption. Our love wants to see in act, as if we were making it right now, the heavens stretched out, the sun refulgent with light, winds that constantly blow waves of graces and love in those who live in our will, seas that murmur love, glory, and adoration to my Creator. My will repeats in act the descent of the word. It is the repeater and the bear of what my humanity did in the creature. So, we remain always in act of operating in her. We never stop, because nothing must be missing in the one who lives in our will. Our very acts will be our throne, our cortege, and the very life of the creature. Our love for her seems incredible. We are all eyes upon her to see whether she is enclosing everything. And how many times, because we love her too much, we repeat our operating act, adding new beauty and new sanctity to the masterpieces we have done in her. We like to give her always and keep her occupied under the reign of our operating acts, to give her the occasion to receive more love and to love us more. Therefore, live always in our will, and you will feel in it the continuous outpouring of our love, our operating act, which not only will repeat our works in act, but will add new things, such as to astonish heaven and earth. After this, he added, with a sorrowful tone, "My daughter, everyone lives in my will. And if they did not want to, they would find no space in which to live. But who feels our divine life? Who feels enveloped by our sanctity? Who experiences the contentment of feeling touched by our creative hands, to feel embellished by our own beauty? Who feels drowned inside our love? The creature who wants to live in our will, not those who are in it by necessity of creation, simply because our immensity encloses everyone and everything. These creatures are there without knowing us, like real usurpers of our goods, like disloyal, ungrateful, degenerate children of their father. And because they do not know us, nor love us, we do not find in them the space in which to put our sanctity and our love. Their souls are incapable of receiving our ever-increasing beauty. They give us nothing, not even a right as creator. And while they live together with us inside our divine sea, they are as though far away from us. By not knowing us, they built the bars, they shut the doors, and broke any communication between them and us. Knowledge is the first link of connection between them and us. Wanting to live in our will is what removes the bars and opens all doors to let the creature come into our arms and delight with us. It is her loving us that makes us pour our love and graces in torrents unto covering her with our divine qualities. If the knowledge is not there, we cannot give anything, neither can they receive. On the other hand, one who lives in our will knows us. As she enters into it, she gives her kiss to her father. She embraces him. She places her little love all around us. and we give her our seas of love. As she exchanges the kiss with all heaven. We can say that the celebrations are opened between her and us, between heaven and earth. We ourselves call her blessed. And we say to her, you are the happiest and most fortunate of creatures because you live in our will. You live and you know us. You live and you love us. And we keep you hidden inside our love, covered by our arms, under the reign of our graces.